Brachos Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Noshim Avadim Uktanim Ein Mezamin Aleihem. Women, Avadim, Eved Knani, a non-Jewish Eved, Uktanim, children, they are not part of Zimun. So women are not part of, really, she technically could be, but because it's not Chavrosa No, like the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, it's just not nice having women and men, even if her husband's there, it's not nice to have her part of the Zimun, so it's not dumb. Avadim, they're licentious. Technically, they should be allowed to be part of the Zimun, but since they're licentious by nature, so it's not really nice to be with Avadim when we kavachomer women to have a Zimun with Avadim is even worse, because of that same reason. Uktanim and children also are not part of the Zimun. So the Rav brings different, we could be talking about different stages of the child, of how old he is. So he says that even a child that's already 13 years old, but still doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, so he's also not part of the Zimun. Now, just an interesting point, just want to point out here that you see that the issue is not because of Nashim. Let's say, for example, where Mesupik earlier, if women lechiv of benching is Darabanan or Diaraisa, and that doesn't come into play here because, and we just say a woman can't because she's Darabanan, because Lechara, this is a different mitzvah. This is not the mitzvah of benching. That was regarding the benching Minatara or Midarabanan. So by benching, even if you would hold a benching as Midarabanan for a woman, Lamaisa, when it comes to Zimun, I would think that one could still say, let's say Zimun is Minatara, which is Mashma, that the mitzvah of Zimun is Minatara from the Gemara. But even if it is Minatara, so when a person invites others to do Zimun, when a person does that, even though he's not required to bench, if Lamaisa he's benching, the Rabbanan required him, but Lamaisa, let's say he's doing it, it's almost like Minatara is doing it out of his own volition. So if he's benching anyway, so he's benching, maybe Minatara, one can still say, I'm benching, and even Minatara, he has a mitzvah of Zimun. So therefore, the Mishnah had to teach us a different reason. Just an interesting point. But a cotton would be different, because even on the mitzvah of Zimun itself, a cotton by nature, intrinsically, is not a bar chiyuva, unlike a woman, or a vadim. So since that's the case, so even by the mitzvah of Zimun, a cotton is potter, just by the fact that he's a cotton, not for any other reason. The Mishnah continues, Ad kama mezamna, how much does one have to eat to be part of the Zimun? Ad kezayis. Tanakama says, until a kezayis, the size of an olive. Rabbi Huda Omer, ad kebetz. Rabbi Huda says, until the amount of an egg's worth. So the Rishonim say, Taisa says that this machlekes is not just regarding Zimun, but it's also regarding birchas hamazon, how much one has to eat to be chayv in birchas hamazon. Now by birchas hamazon, Taisa also says that this is only a machlokes, whether it's a kezayis or kibetza, it's a machlokes midirabanon. Midiraisa, in order to be chayv in benching menatara, it's visavata, you have to be totally full. Just the simple pasuk, the simple words, is to be totally full. This machlokes is midirabanon, like the Gemara's mashma in a different place also. And the chiddush is the Mishnah is telling us that not only is this machlokes of kezayis and kibetza. So let's just start with kezayis, because all the mafarshim say that's what we hold like. Not only do we say kezayis by benching, that's the amount that you have to eat to bench, even though it's darbanan. So too, it's also an amount that one can eat in order to be part of a zimun. I'm going to bring up the same point also, because you eat a kezayis to be motzi somebody in benching, if a kezayis is darbanan, and benching is diraisa, if a person ate a kedei sviya. So remember, he's not being motzi them in benching. Just make that clear. He's motzi them in the mitzvah of Zimun. So even if a person eats a kezayis, like we said in the previous Mishnah, so he can still be motzi somebody in Zimun. And it could be that if Zimun is deraisa, that he's even motzi, and he's motzi him in the mitzvah of Zimun min atara, like we explained just before.